Okay, then, wheel in the first patient, would you please, nurse? Ah.
Nice little rub down with a hobshoe Hobbs for you this morning. How are you diddling today, eh? It seems to be a Friday. I've got a couple of hours of stuff to entertain all the nasty pieces of work hanging about in shop doorways down Deptford High Street this morning.
If he's been living on an unrestricted diet of Demis Roussos tablets, doesn't it? Joe Dolan's latest single. And you'll find that on the PRT record label, More and More. I mean, brother and me. 6 minutes past 5 o'clock of a Friday morning, 29th of May, here on BBC Radio 2. And thanks to Paddy O'Byrne for looping the loop in the English language for the last couple of hours this morning. Well, Paddy always makes the rest of us here on Radio 2 sounds pretty tongue-tied, doesn't he? Whether Paddy kissed the Blarney Stone or swallowed the wretched thing.
Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? As I walked down the Broadway one evening in July, I met a maid who asked me trade, a sailor Jack said I. Then away you sent him, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka?
Tiffany's I took her, I didn't mind expense. I bought her 2 gold earrings and they cost me 15 cents.
Then away you sent him, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka?
Said she, a lime juice sailor, now see me home you may. But when we reached her cottage door, these words to me did say.
Then away you sent him, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals,
gals, can't you dance the polka? Biff Ashburn, he's a Yankee with his hair cut short behind. He wears a pair of long sea boots, he's a boatswain in the Black Ball line. Then away he's chanting, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? He's home with bows this evening, and along with me he'll stray. So get along, young sailor Jack, you'd best be on your way. Then away he's chanting, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? So I kissed her hard and proper before a flashman came. Say fairly well, you Bowery girl, I know your little game. Then away is Santa, my dear Annie. Oh, if you young gals, can't you dance the polka? My glad dragged round me and to the docks did steer. Won't ever trust another girl, I'll stick to me bush and beer. Then away you Santa, my dear Annie. Oh, you New York gals, can't you dance the polka? I signed on a Yankee blood boat that sailed away next morn. Won't ever trust another girl, I'm safer off Cape Horn. Then away you Santa, my dear Annie.
Yeah, cheers to our special guests all this week, the Spinners. Thanks, fellas, for some super sounds. Been nice getting up in the early morning listening to you lot again. And we'll have another couple of tracks from them all between now and around about 7-ish this morning. The Spinners and New York Girls, coming up to 5:10 now. My little old almanac here this morning, May the 29th, tells me that today is the anniversary of the death of Fanny Brice, the American vaudeville star who was the subject of that show called Funny Girl, I think. She died on this day in Hollywood in 1951. Show called Gypsy opened on this day at the Piccadilly Theatre here in London in 1973. And it's Katie Boyle's birthday today. She was born on some unspecified year on May the 29th. De vote. Un point to Katie Boyle. Many happy returns to her. And reminded of all that today, back in 1958, El General de Gaulle, who'd been languishing quietly at Colombey les Deux Églises waiting for the call, finally got it. A fellow staggered up the garden path, knocked on the door, said, "Hello there, Charlie. Would you like to form a government, like?"
Come on, come on.
song that took our minds off the missile crisis all those years ago. A hit for Little Eva way back in the September of 1962.
It's the early show on Radio 2.
Early? My foot. Some of us have done a day's work. The time is 13 minutes past five. We've had some nice songs all this week from this lad. Another one now from Peter Sarsted.
They stand in Georgian hallways and wait in photographs. They're found in social columns in search of better hearts. They're sometimes called Lone Rangers. They share small flats in town. They work in fashion houses who dress them up as clowns. On lovely private beaches where only money reaches the uninitiated say that English girls, they never show their feelings. English girls, they never seem to care. English girls, oh, every time you need them, they're there, there, there. They dream of settling down with titled millionaires and having clever children who show artistic flair. They can be seen in nightclubs that cater for the few. Don't even wonder what she wants, 'cause it's not you. They have a reputation for lacking inspiration and people who just don't know say that English girls, they never show their feelings. English girls, they never seem to care. But English girls, oh, every time you need them, they're there, there, there. Their every movement, gesture, set to fascinate the charlatans, the dispossessed, the great. Oh, sunglasses on the head, they meet in restaurants and exchange exotic secrets of love affairs in France. Oh, some of them are witty and some of them are crazy, but why do people always say that English girls, they never show their feelings. English girls, they never seem to care. But English girls, oh, every time you meet them, they're there, there. Incandescent by lawns of England green, a laughing girl of piercing beauty can be seen. She poses so demurely for the magazine. Around her haunted young men, their faces hard and lean. What is it they're saying? What game is it they're playing? Will any of them ever say that English girls, they never show their feelings. English girls, they never seem to care. But English girls, for oh, every time you meet them, they're there. Yes, English girls, they never show their feelings. English girls, they never seem to care. But English girls, oh, every time you meet them, they're there, there, there. Oh, every time you meet them, they're there.
That's what I need this Friday morning. The love of a good woman and a packet of acid drops out. 17 minutes past 7 now. Morning, Panshine.
I've got to do something big. Gotta get some money quick. And gotta get out of this rut. I'm not an operator slip. I gotta get out of this rut. You could be my honey, wouldn't it be funny? I could buy you anything and everything the money brings. Nothing could be finer on an Asian liner, sipping at your mini caviar. I've got to do something big. I gotta get some money quick. I gotta get out of this rut. Thank you.
Getting into a rut. Actually, there's a group called High Society. My old woman keeps going on at me about this early morning lark. I don't think she's overwhelmed by it. Why don't I get a proper job like a proper man, she keeps saying. Go to work at 9 and stagger home with no beard at 5 o'clock in the evening. Don't like the sound of that at all. 5:20 the time now. And the Crellin family have been writing to me from Redditch in Worcestershire. Nice old Manx name, Crellin. Now, my father had a couple of demented relatives from the Isle of Man, and they were called Crellin. But this is the better side of the family, Maureen Crellin. Morning to you, she wrote from Redditch in Worcestershire. And Maureen's mum also wrote a nice note. Marjorie Parker is her name, from Oakenshaw, Redditch. And Marjorie says, I'd love to you to wish my son-in-law a very happy birthday. His name is Ted Crellin, and he lives in Aldington Close, Lodge Park, Redditch. His birthday today, the 29th of May, and I know my daughter, Marjorie says, has written as well. But just in case one of us is unlucky, here goes. So happy birthday, and sorry Manchester City didn't win the cup final, Ted. That's what Mum-in-law says. But have a good day, all my love. Mum Parker, wife Maureen, as I say, daughters Karen and Lynette, Darkie the dog, Frieda the tortoise, Pixie and Dixie the budgies, and I bet even, she says, the sheep and lambs on Duggins Farm, where he works, will be saying happy birthday instead of ba-ba. That's not a farm you got there. It's a glorified menagerie, for heaven's sake. Herds of wildebeest cantering across the plains of Redditch this morning. Cheers, Ted.
This is a record of my love.
I thought somehow it might be.
This is a message just for you. You're in my heart and in my mind. No greater love than you I'll find. My love is yours and yours alone. I see your face, it's mine.